What I know for sure is that every one of us is seeking the same thing. Each of us wants to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Do I matter? In fact, what we want is grace. Welcome to day 4. Grace is replying. Grace is the knowledge that we belong, that we are understood, and that we are a meaningful part of something big, deep, and powerful. And gratitude is the catalyst. As Deepak is going to show us today, when we express gratitude, grace responds. Isn't that beautiful? Be present in gratitude, and grace automatically responds, taking us beyond the confines of our own familiar experiences. The little things, the little moments, well, they aren't little, says Jon Kabat-Zinn. And he couldn't be more correct. Because when you're present in gratitude, you awaken the bigness of even the smallest things in life. You see things differently. You hear things anew. Everything matters. And that's what we're all seeking. Indeed, that is grace. Let's listen to the signals of grace within us and all around us. Deepak is going to guide us there.
The more you discover about how your mind, body, and spirit are connected, the more you see that everything flows naturally. Once you awaken the energy of gratitude, there is a response that closes the circle. You are heard. You are understood. You are appreciated. That's how life keeps evolving, by circling back within itself. When you take a moment to be grateful, grace responds. This shows you that you are in the flow, and with each new response, you can move forward in your life. But how do you know that grace is responding? Some signals come from within. If you express gratitude, the signal that comes back to you could be a sense of peace and calm. There could be a moment of joy. Your perception may shift. The bare tree outside your window in winter suddenly looks perfectly shaped and harmonious. A beautiful creation instead of a bare skeleton. Other signals come from outside. In response to your gratitude, given silently to yourself, suddenly someone shows how much they appreciate you. A difficult task becomes easier. An unexpected answer arrives. What connects inner and outer is that you have joined the flow of wholeness. Everything becomes increasingly effortless, more enjoyable, more vibrant. This isn't what most of us were taught about grace. When I was young, grace was considered mystical, rare, and saintly. But I was also taught that grace is like the rain. It falls on everyone alike. That's much closer to the practical reality. Grace is the nurturing force in nature, like the purity of air, water, and sunlight that sustain all life. Being aware, human beings can reach out and ask for grace. We don't depend only on the raw ingredients and basic elements of life. We have desires and aspirations. Because grace comes from a deep source within you, it is intelligent and creative. It knows what you want and who you want to be. So it tailors its response to fit your situation. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. Grace is flowing back to me. Grace is flowing back to me. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Tvam Eva Mata, which means the universe is our mother. This mantra reveals the truth that our relationship with the world is a supportive spiritual relationship. By relating to the world with love and appreciation, we receive unconditional love and support in response, just as a mother to her child. As you repeat the mantra, feel your individual connection to your universal existence as the intimate relationship it truly is, like the bond between a child and its mother. Repeat it silently to yourself. Tvam Eva Mata. Tvam Eva Mata. Tvam Eva Mata. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Tvam Eva Mata. Tvam Eva Mata. Tvam Eva Mata. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Tvam Eva Mata. Tvam Eva Mata. Tvam Eva Mata.
Thank you.
It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. Grace is flowing back to me. Grace is flowing back to me. Grace is flowing back to me. Namaste.